What's up, everybody? My name is Frank Tirado, and you're now listening to the MMA and NYC Fightcast. Edson Barboza's manager, Alex Davis, recently confirmed with MMA Fighting that Barboza will be moving down to featherweight after winning only one of his last five fights at lightweight. Barboza's entire career to date has been filled with facing absolute killers, and with losses against most of the top five in his division, it really doesn't surprise me that he's going to be dropping down to featherweight. The problem is that, while his manager says that his weight cut shouldn't be hard at all, I find myself struggling to imagine what Barboza would look like at 145 pounds. There are so many questions there. First and foremost, can he even make the weight? Will he have the same speed and power after draining himself down so much? And what's his cardio going to look like? He's shown a history of tapering off on his output late in fights, so will that be exacerbated with a tougher weight cut? And then, who's the UFC going to match him with? That division has a lot of dangerous talent that pose similar problems like the guys at lightweight. So if he's not up to snuff physically, I'm not really sure if his skill is going to carry over for a successful featherweight run. But then again, I might be making a big deal about nothing, just like I did when I thought Jose Aldo was going to die before UFC 245. So I'm hoping for Barboza's sake that that's the case. Former 1FC lightweight champion Shinya Aoki wrote a short essay for Abima claiming that 1FC's theme for 2020 is going to be fighting for their survival. Aoki noted that low viewership and the postponement of one's next Japan card should be considered red flags and encouraged fighters not to depend on 1FC as their sole platform. Now, if you don't follow 1FC, the funny part about all this is that their CEO, Chartree Sityothong, has consistently made exaggerated claims to the amount of people who watch 1FC, to the amount of money each event makes, to the effectiveness of their weight-cutting policies, even though there's no public footage of their weigh-ins. So a simpler way to put it is that there's fuckery afoot, and one of their biggest stars went whistleblower on them and decided to bring their bullshit to light. It's important to note that a lot of Chartree's potential lies has been parroted by prominent members of MMA media, including Joe Rogan, even though there's no actual proof of it. So, you should keep that in mind whenever you hear any representative from any fight organization sharing any information, because all of it could be lies. And we should be thanking people like Shinya Aoki for bringing truth to light. After suffering an embarrassing loss that MMA fans are still trying to figure out whether or not it was a dive, Rampage Jackson took to Instagram to announce that he's going to be documenting his weight loss journey and is encouraging other overweight people to join him. It's impossible not to admit that Rampage is probably one of the best guys when it comes to taking a loss. The dude can be introspective in his own way and hilarious when he reposts foul memes about himself, and I really admire the angle he's taking after this fat man debacle. But even if he gets into tremendous shape, I never want to see him fight again. There's really no reason to drag out his career any further. He's 41 years old. There aren't any compelling matchups with other fighters in similar circumstances that I could think of. So what would be the point of trotting this guy out into another situation where he can get knocked senseless? But I do wish him luck with his weight loss. I find it sad that he's walking around all fat and sloppy. And not for nothing, I might be joining him on that journey myself, because at the moment, I'm a sloppy pile of garbage. Thank you for listening to MMA and NYC's Fightcast. As always, you can find info on our next meetup at meetup.com/MMA and NYC. Go to MMAandNYC.org for links to all the stuff that we're up to, the blog, the podcast, the YouTube. Everything is all easy to find right there. I hope I can see you at our next event. Talk to you soon.